Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. At the cross her station keeping, Mary stood in sorrow weeping, when her son was crucified. While she waited in her anguish, seeing Christ in torment languish, bitter sorrow pierced her heart. With what pain and desolation, with what noble resignation, Mary watched her dying son. Ever patient in her yearning, though her tear-filled eyes were burning, Mary gazed upon her son. Who that sorrow contemplating, on that passion meditating, would not share the Virgin's grief? Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share your grief sublime. Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of your dying Son divine. Amen. O Mary, your heart was broken with sorrow. Pray for us, that we may stand with all those who suffer. If Adonai does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If Adonai does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when Adonai pours gifts on the beloved while they slumber. Truly children are a gift from Adonai, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the children of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of those who have filled their quiver with these arrows! They will have no cause for shame when arguing for justice and seeking peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Mary, your heart was broken with sorrow. Pray for us, that we may stand with all those who suffer.
A reading from the second letter to Timothy. I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. Thanks be to God.
If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he keeps faith. He cannot deny himself. If we endure, we shall reign with him. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him.
A sword shall pierce your heart, so that the thoughts of many may be revealed. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A sword shall pierce your heart, so that the thoughts of many may be revealed.
You called Mary to be the Mother of Mercy. May all who suffer feel your tender care through those who follow her Son. You blessed Mary to be open to your word and to be faithful as your servant. Open our hearts to hear your call and strengthen us to do your will. You gave Mary strength at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of Jesus. Lighten the hardships of those who are burdened and deepen their sense of hope. You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven. May all those who have died rejoice with your saints forever.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God, you showed great favor to Mary of Nazareth, and graced her to bring your eternal word into the world, and to stand beside him through his passion and death. May we follow her example, and carry your word into a world that still longs for the poor to be lifted up, the hungry to be filled with good things, and those in sorrow to be comforted with consolation and peace. We ask this through Jesus, the incarnate Word, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the incarnate Word, born of Mary, bless us with her courage, compassion, and strength. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.